VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Why don't you give us a call? This is your time now. You need to shine. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. All you have to do is click Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player, the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form, hit the Submit button, and we pretty much respond to every email we receive. But if we don't, we certainly try and do our best. Anything that's left over, we always do the next show. So
I have to send you an email, by the way.
Okay.
I won't be here the week of April the 21st.
Okay.
I'm going to Washington, D.C.
And what for?
I'm assisting with our, you know, we have these fly-ins.
Right.
Every year, and I'm assisting with the next one, where we take eBay sellers from various states across the country to their congressional and senatorial representatives, so they can meet with them and talk directly with them about their business challenges and concerns, and especially as it relates to existing or pending legislation in Congress.
Neat.
I haven't done this in 10 years, so I did it.
But I remember when you did it; it was very exciting.
Yeah, it was.
So that would be the week of the 21st.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, and I have another question.
Yes.
So I know we did 7 eBay Lives. How many eBay radio parties have there been?
This is, oh my God. I think this is our 7th.
Is it?
I think so.
When did they start?
Grip,
was it 2009?
I have
think
to
so.
Look back.
Wasn't it 2009?
11, 12, 13. Yeah, I think it was 2009.
So 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yes, this will be the 7th, so we're going to tie. You're going to tie the record for eBay Lives, and
really?
Then next year you'll surpass it.
Oh, that's very exciting.
And you can put that in your marketing
collateral.
What?
So many anniversaries, so little time, because for our event in June in Vegas, the eBay Radio Party and Conference, we're celebrating not only the 12th year of eBay Radio.
Wow, they said it would never last.
I know, we're also going to be celebrating the 20th anniversary of eBay.
Yeah, that happens this year.
And I got a letter from John Donahoe. Congratulations, yes. It's your 12-year eBay anniversary. It's my 12-year eBay anniversary.
Oh, good for
of
you.
Of being on eBay.
Fantastic.
And so I guess I joined eBay about 3 months before we started doing our shows.
Wow.
Right? Because I joined eBay in May.
Yeah.
And our first show was in June.
Right. You're absolutely right. It was in Orlando.
That's right. So I did join eBay before I met you.
Well, I should hope so.
Yeah, well, I still didn't know much about eBay when I met you, but I learned really fast, didn't I?
Well, we hope you did. Otherwise, our show is a failure.
Yes, I did. Most definitely.
You've sold, you've bought, you've advised.
Uh-huh. So. Oh, last night. Oh, my gosh. Let me get my notes. Hold on a minute. Okay.
Where is she going?
I went to the seller event in San Diego. I went to the...
How was that?
Surf's Up San Diego. Oh, had a great time. Joel Elad was the speaker.
Oh, I like Joel. He's great.
And he spoke about search engine optimization. It was very interesting.
Oh, good.
And about 25 people, which is, you know, good.
Yeah.
all eBay sellers, all excited. And so I've decided, you know, as long as she doesn't have them on Tuesday nights, she was having them Tuesday. And of course, I couldn't go on Tuesday evenings because we're putting the show up and everything. But if you have a sellers group in your town, go. You are going to learn so much from each other. So I really enjoyed doing that last night, and thank you very much. And that's my hometown sellers group. So I
and we also did something interesting yesterday. I went to a meetup.
Where'd you go?
I went to the New York meetup, Anastasia's meetup in New York City.
You did?
I did.
How was that? A bunch of snotty cosmopolitan people?
No. You're not even curious to know how I got there and back.
Yes, I do want to know.
It was via Skype. So, you know, we gave 15 of our most popular, and by that they have the biggest attendance, some equipment to set up for us to be able to Skype in or Google Hangout or just be able to telecommunicate in. And we had our first one yesterday. And it went well. It went really well. It was only about a half an hour or so, but I'm definitely going to do more of these. And I've got my little camera set up here in the room.
Well, we have an idea for you for the one in San Diego, and this is absolutely perfect.
Well, the one in San Diego is actually easier to come to visit. Also, I found out after, so this was Jeff and I's plan last year when we figured out that, hey, we may not ever get travel budget for me to go on the road again. But we're still going to do this. It's such an efficient way of making a presence. Nothing is like being there face to face, but this is definitely the next big thing, best thing. And I also found out that we have some budget that I may be making some trips this year too.
So. Oh, that's exciting.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to tell you over the air what we want to do with you on that Skype because I don't want anybody to steal it until after we've done it. But I'll tell you, I'll whisper it to you after the show.
Oh, okay. So our next guest, by the way, is here. I had no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's coming to the studio.
Oh, that's good. Did you clean up?
No, it's a mess. I haven't replaced all my cords yet. So I did an inventory, and I never got around to getting to the Guitar Center. I'm replacing all our cables.
Yeah, John.
One of the challenges I discovered is that the cables, John will find this interesting. Our audience will be bored to tears. But the cables that are inside the booms, you know, these microphone booms, I can't replace them unless I take off the ends, which means unsoldering and resoldering. Or buy brand new booms. So
Is that true?
Yeah, because the way that they're built, the cables were threaded inside the square tubing of the mic boom.
But isn't there a little thing that you can click on underneath it and pull it out?
Nope, because it doesn't. These were made that way. I bought these on eBay years ago, and they're made with the cables threaded through, and then they were the female and male ends, which are wider. Were soldered on afterwards.
Because I'm looking at one here.
You have a different style.
I have a different style. Well, it's still an RE20, but it's the cable is the issue.
The cable. Yeah.
Well, you need new cables every now and then, honey, because things start happening if you don't.
Yeah, I could just ignore the cables that are built in and just attach the new ones with zip ties. Well, that's an idea. It's not very attractive. Yeah. John, he's so smart. I don't know how I do without a John.
Because we've been there, done that.
Oh, that's right. Remind me again, you guys were in radio, right?
Yeah. All right. Griff, do you know this year? It's my 50th radio anniversary.
What are we going to do? We have to serve you a cake at the, you and John.
50th year.
We're going to bring a cake. We're going to have a, it's not a surprise now. Forget I ever said that. I'm too busy to make you cakes.
You know, when I was growing up in the business, every guy always had at least 1 month or 1 year on me in radio. They lied their butts off, right?
Yeah.
So now I've got 50 years this year. I want to see anybody that's got more than that in radio that's still alive and kicking, please.
Yeah, me too. That's who would that be?
I don't know. Some of my peers in the business who,
How about
Larry King?
Is he still in business?
Larry King.
Is he still on the air?
I don't know. Cincinnati, you're on the air.
Right.
I don't know.
San Diego. Talk.
Oh, do I have stories to tell about him, but I can't do it over the air. Mm. I worked with him, you know, at NBC. He was in the next studio.
Yeah, I hope he didn't sexually harass you.
Oh, no. Okay. No, 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 he didn't. He was in the next studio. In fact, the only, you know, I would speak to him every evening, say hello in the hallway. But the only thing that we really ever conversed about that was really important was my first night on the air just before it was time to go on, like about 3 minutes. He peeped his head in the studio and introduced himself as if I didn't know him, right?
Oh.
And he introduced himself and he said, he says, how's it going? How's it going? And I said, well, I'm kind of a little bit nervous because this is my first time syndicated. I've been local radio up to this time. He says, that's okay, kid. Remember, you're still only speaking to one person. And he shut the door. And of course, he was absolutely right. That's what first thing we learn in radio is you're speaking to one person.
That's pretty
cool. You're
supposed
to, you know, get in that kind of zone. So he did say that to me, and it did help me calm down.
Well, fantastic.
But he is a character, that is for sure.
Yeah, well, and you learn from the best, so that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're going to take calls, and we have a guest coming in at the top of the hour. Secret guest? No, not really, if you read the... But we'll get to that later. But we have one more segment coming up this hour.
So she's there in your studio?
She's not. She's out in the lobby. So
oh,
I'll,
she's
I'll
out
wait
in
till
the
we're,
lobby.
We're on a break and go get her.
Oh, because she lives there. Oh, I
exactly.
see.
Exactly.
Okay, I get it.
Yes.
Well, how smart of her.
Fantastic. You got it. This open phone segment was sponsored by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Our lines are open. The number is 888-723-4630. Call us. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. Web Interpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. Web Interpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at Web Interpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFast say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFast.com. For more information.
A brief history of shipping items brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 310.
Social media can be helpful to your eBay business in many ways. Joe DeMarco is known on eBay as top-rated seller Hubcap Joe's. He says don't overdo it and seek out other eBayers for advice on social media.
You can't saturate any one form of social media with your listings because it's going to turn people off. What I found helpful on Facebook is you can find a lot of eBay Facebook groups where other sellers will actually help other sellers and give pointers. And if if you have a question, you can ask the question in the group, and you know that you'll get a timely, civil answer, and you won't run into any negativity whatsoever. And I find that very helpful.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready, with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this Open Phone segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. You can call us now at 888-RADIO-30, and we hope that you do. 888-723-4630 is the number.
We also have a chat room, and you need to belong to the eBay Radio group to get into the chat room. Now, anyone can listen to eBay Radio. You don't have to join our radio group. You can just press the big listen live button, and you got it. You can even listen to the archives. But if you join the eBay Radio group, you get so much more with it. Just go to ebayradio.com, sign in through the link just underneath the group's name, even if you're already signed into eBay. Then click the Join Group button. And if you're already a member, the Join Group button will not appear. Once you're a member, you can participate on the chat board during live shows. You can read the eBay Radio newsletter, which on Tuesdays contains the secret word. So if you're not a member of our group, please join the group. We love to be able to get in touch with you. And so go ahead and join the group. We enjoy having you.
Join it now.
In the meantime, Patty in Miami, known as the Shopping Mom too. Hey, Patty, what's your question or comment?
How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Okay, so listen, I'm calling because of that. I wasn't available when you guys were talking about the thrift store thing and the etiquette and if you leave a pile and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so I can see your point, Lee, but then I can also see Griff, and I will go with Griff. Okay, because of this, okay? Like, for example, I had my meetup the other day, and I took everybody to Wacky Wednesday. Everything is 50% off in this thrift store, okay? So, you know, we only have very limited amount of time to pick everything that we want, okay? And I was just trying to teach the people. Like, for example, Jason, okay, he's too polite when he shops. Okay, so, you know, I was trying to teach people how to go ahead and get as much as possible, okay, without missing a beat. So I like Hawaiian shirts, so I just went down the line, okay, down the road, and I grabbed every single Hawaiian shirt there was. I had 21 people following me around the store, and they could not go ahead and believe that I had grabbed all of those shirts and not even look at the label, the sizes. I don't care. You know, I didn't care. I was trying to explain to them, I'm trying to get as much as possible in the shopping cart. Then I will move to a corner, go through the stuff, make sure that there's no holes, blah, 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 and whatever I don't want, then I, you know, we'll go ahead and hang it at the end of the rack.
So what you're saying is if people don't do that, that's tough luck.
Exactly. Because, you know, you need, I already went through, I grabbed everything that I could go ahead and get my hands on. If I go ahead and I do something like, for example, what I've seen Jason doing on the TV show, that he's very polite. He goes through one by one by one of his shirts. I don't ever do something like that. I like Tommy Bahamas, like Griff does. So I will just grab every Hawaiian shirt there is because in that pile will be a Tommy Bahama for sure.
Well, see, I think that's a good lesson. It's a good lesson for eBay sellers that when they go thrifting, they should just go ahead and put it in their basket and then go in a corner and look later. I agree with that. That is a solution to the problem of somebody taking your stuff if you leave it on a rack. I get that, but I still stand by my good character and upbringing and say I would politely ask around. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much, Patty.
Thanks, Patty. It's always good to hear from
people
you.
Are agreeing with you like crazy. They were agreeing with me on the first day.
Then they came to their senses, as they are wont to do.
Yeah, I guess. You know, there's really two issues there. Certainly, if you're an eBay seller, you should do what she said. Go ahead and put it in the basket. Don't.
You're in business.
Put it in the basket, and then in a few minutes, go and check it. Okay, I get all that, but I still say if it looks like it belongs to somebody, you should ask around.
If it's on a rack, it doesn't belong to anyone.
Okay.
That's just that's just business, babe.
I get the drift.
It's business. So, it's not even a matter of ethics. Ethics would be grabbing it out of someone's hand and saying, I need that, you don't.
And that's why the world is where it is today.
Why is that?
People rationalizing what the ethics of something
rationalizing?
Would be. Yeah, you're rationalizing.
Oh, I think not, madam. Like I said, there are rules of the game. Look, if you want to be a nice pushover, yeah. Walk around saying, yeah, I'm sorry, those things belong to you.
That would be me. That would definitely be me because my whole life on that particular day, wait a minute, on that particular day, my whole life leading up to that day has been one of at least trying, I mean, I'm not perfect, but trying to have good character and teaching my children that
good for
somebody
you.
Gives you more change, you give it back. That's just who
I am. You can't conflate those two. Giving back the correct change and taking something off of a rack and putting it into your cart.
When you know that somebody else obviously put it there and it belongs to them.
No, you don't know that.
We're arguing about the same thing again.
You don't know that.
Let's change the subject and change it to Las Vegas, baby. We've got 17 people who have signed up during this show.
And of those 17 people, I bet all of them agree with me.
The first 25 people who sign up are going to get VIP seating for themselves and one other person that's registered. So there's 8 more of you that need to sign up to fill up those VIP seats today. Yeah. Go to ervegas.com.
Wait, is Jason... I wonder if Jason will be there. Is Jason going to take people?
Yeah, Jason's going to be there.
No, we'll see what he says. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Grab those shirts right off the line right now. You're listening to eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required,
You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com, custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale compliments of Stamps.com.